Episode 2511, Healthy Tips to Tackle Thanksgiving.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day. Can you smell it? Oh, yes. One more day till the feast begins. It is Wellness Wednesday. Healthy tips to tackle Thanksgiving. The turkey is waiting. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Okay, I know you can tell we're already going to have fun. The party has started. Thanksgiving is here. The family has arrived. It is time to set the table and it's time to feast. But there's no need to run from the holidays. No, it's time to load up on the leftovers and utilize the healthy tips to tackle Thanksgiving. Let's make it a tasty one, because who wants to count those 4,500 to 6,000 calories? Do you? Oh, I don't. In fact, I may want the range to be a little bit higher. I mean, let's be real, right? That range is how much we as Americans on average put away in a Thanksgiving meal. I'm just like, seriously, 6,000 calories? But I'm thinking, well, you know, if I eat a half a gallon of ice cream and maybe two pieces of pie, you got to have an apple or a banana cream or an apple and a pumpkin, right? You got to have both, or maybe a French silk and a pumpkin, whatever your favorite is, right? And then you load up on, maybe you have only one roll, but you got to have two servings of mashed potatoes, some sweet potatoes. You got to get the green bean casserole. I mean, come on, right? All right. We're probably already pushing 8,000 calories, but take a deep breath, because no one wants to be stuck with counting. Why not aim to please with healthy tips so the holiday can be more enjoyable and the conversations can be more of a focus instead of the calories? So count me in. It's time for the healthy tips to tackle Thanksgiving. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. We got to have those healthy tips. And you know what? I'm all about football. So we're tackling Thanksgiving. We got 10 of them today. Yes, I actually wrote them down because I know you are on a mission. And so I want this to be fun and light because you've got a family waiting for you. Number one, start the day with a good, solid breakfast. You might want to save up for the big meal, but by choosing a modest-sized breakfast with protein, it's going to keep you satisfied and it'll help prevent the munchies on rolls, chips, and dip. Oh, yeah. Bring out that chips and salsa for the game. Yes, but you want to make room for the turkey. So don't eat that half a bag of chips. Number two, you got to have intentional movement. Go for a walk all throughout your day. Move more than you sit. You'll feel more alive too. So during those commercial breaks, get up and move. And no, it's not going to the kitchen to get a refill. Unless if it's water, that's for another episode. But yes, you want to get up and move. So maybe do some jumping jacks, go outside. I love to take the grandbaby outside and we just go play in the leaves for a minute and we come back inside. Whatever floats your boat, but intentionally move. Number three, you know it, hydrate with lots of H2O. Water is it, so load up on the water. It does the body good. You don't want all those sugary drinks. Yes, you may have a glass of wine or a beer or two, but remember, with every glass or with every beer, you want to have water in between. If you do that, you're going to be better off for it, and your body will be better off for it too. Number four, be a picky eater for the day. Who would have thought that picky eaters are good on Thanksgiving? But it is. Eat what you like and give yourself permission to not try everything. You got to choose wisely. You know, what are you going to indulge in? Be very cautious. And don't forget those specialty yummies that only come once a year. You don't want to miss them. So that's what you want to go for first. And then the things that you can make still on a normal day, then you can have those later. But man, pick out those specialty ones and enjoy them. Number five, fill the small plate. Yes, you want a smaller plate. When you choose a smaller plate, you are tricking your eyes and your mind. Less is more. So let the portions set you apart, right? You're going to go back for seconds. You know it. We already talked at the top of the hour. We thought 6,000 calories? Oh, no, no, no. We're going for 8,000 calories. But who's counting? So start with the smaller plate. Number six, are you counting? Load up on those veggies. We all need our vegetables and we need to eat more of them. So enjoy them. Many traditional Thanksgiving dishes incorporate vegetables like sweet potatoes, mashed potatoes, and green bean casserole. But these are typically what? Loaded with calories. So try something different. Saute your green beans with mushrooms and onions and garlic and olive oil. Yum, yum, yum. Fry them up a little bit. Not in the bad way, fry them. Just put them in the skillet. Freshen them up. Get them a little bit, yes, what I call sticky to the teeth, so they have a little bit of a crunch to them. Enjoy that. Less of all the sauces, more benefit to your body overall. And also, when you're cooking, feel free to reduce the amount of added fat, like your butter and oil, just a little bit, and sugar by up to half, and it won't sacrifice the flavor whatsoever. So those are a few tricks there when it comes to your veggies, but you want to load up on them. Number seven, pumpkin is it. Oh yeah, do you still have some pumpkins around? Yes, we're doing pumpkins and Christmas trees at the same time because you know why? Pumpkins are packed with nutrients, vitamin A, potassium, and fiber. So eat it, enjoy it. Just be careful about how much heavy cream you're using. Yes, I'm all about whipped cream. I'm all about ice cream. But you got to watch how much cream you're putting on top of your pumpkin because then maybe it's not packed so much with nutrients any longer. But you want to enjoy it because you don't seem to have it very much. Number eight, slow down. Yes, you got it. I kind of think about Dory in Nemo. Slow down as they were rushing through the water. You got to savor the food you're eating and put your fork down in between bites. This will give you that opportunity to be like, oh, I can really appreciate the food. Because remember, a lot of hard work went into the food. Even if you're catering it, somebody had to prepare that meal. So love went into that food. So enjoy it, savor it, slow down. Number nine, you gotta enjoy the family and friends. Visit with everyone. If you talk more, you'll eat less. And that really does help the waste between now and the end of the year. Because what if you could eat and enjoy, but not put on those extra 5 to 10 pounds that we average over the holiday season? It helps you, right? So enjoy your family, enjoy your friends. And this means you can enjoy more little bites than big portions. And finally, the big 10, pack it up. Oh, yes. When it's time to be done with dinner, it is time to be done with dinner. Put it away. Don't worry about those leftovers. Save those nibbles for another day. And there you have it. But most importantly, when you go through your day, I want you to really be present. I want you to enjoy the memories you're creating. Savor the smells. Think about the sounds that you hear. Just stop and pause for a moment because, you know, life is way too short. And if you are pressuring yourself to be everything to everybody, you're going to miss out on the one thing you're supposed to see, the one thing you're supposed to feel this Thanksgiving holiday. So take time for a pause. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.